Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are digging a little bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're just going to look at verse 22 today, focusing on Joseph. It reads, "By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and gave instructions about his bones." Now, why would Joseph give instructions about his bones? Why would he speak and be able to speak about the exodus of the Israelites so far or so long before those events actually took place? Joseph spoke by faith. Well, this refers to Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 and 25, where it says, "Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.' And Joseph made the sons of Israel swear an oath and said, 'God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up from this place.'" What does this tell us about faith? Why would the Hebrew writer want to put this in here, or the writer to the Hebrews want to put this in here? He's trying to help his the people reading his letter to have faith in what they cannot see, to have faith in the future, to have faith in God carrying out his promises, perhaps in this generation, perhaps in the next, but nonetheless not to give up on God's promises now, to go back to a more comfortable life. For Joseph, the comfortable life, in a sense, was in Egypt, and so that was for his brothers. And yet there was going to come a time when it was time to leave the comfort of the familiar in Egypt and the people of Israel to leave. That time would come, and Joseph believed the promises given to Abraham, the promises given to Isaac, the promises given to Jacob, and he made them his own. Even though he could not see the days of the Exodus, even though he could not see the promised land himself, and yet he still had faith. And that, I think, is what the writer is wanting to convey to his readers, and that is a good message for us today. Joseph believed his father's words, that they would one day be in the promised land. And therefore, we see his request to see his body taken to Canaan. That request is one of faith. In this situation, as well as in the two previous verses we looked at in the last podcast, where Isaac blesses Jacob and Esau, and Jacob blesses the sons of Joseph, we see in each of these situations, as well as this one here, that the patriarchs were looking beyond their own death. They were looking beyond their own situation to the reward that God had promised his people. And this is a healthy way to live as a believer in God, as a follower of Jesus Christ, that we're always looking forward. We don't ignore the present, and we certainly learn the lessons of the past, but we're not focused on the past, and we're not focused even on the present. We have our hope set on the future. We have our eyes set on Jesus Christ, who has already won the victory. We know that he has conquered sin and death, and therefore we do not fear sin, and we do not fear death to come. We know that there is another land. We know that there is a Sabbath rest, as Hebrews puts it, for the people of God, for the people of faith, not the people who just believe in their head. Not just the people who say they believe, but the people who really have decided that their trust is in God. The people who decisively and consistently decide that they will trust God and not look for a comfortable life, not look to fit in with society, not look to fit in with other religious groups, but that say, "I'm going to have faith that the future is going to be in God's hands, and those hands are kind hands. They are loving hands, and they are safe hands in which to place my future." And as we do that, we demonstrate that we have true faith. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 23. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you type MCCX into the search bar of iTunes and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. And incidentally, my Twitter feed is also MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.